Do you have an open, loving heart or a bleeding heart? There's a difference, and you need to know what it is. Hello again, this is Kimberly Arana with Unshakable Soul. And today I want to talk about the difference between being open-hearted or having a bleeding heart, and how important it is to cultivate the ability to have an open heart. It's a topic that comes up a lot with my clients in the Freedom Sessions. For instance, sometimes I may have a client who has a heart chakra that is greatly in excess. It's what I call bleeding out. There's a lot of energy running through it all the time. And there's different reasons as to why that may be happening. And of course, we work on that in the sessions together. But it also comes up a lot because there's a book that I love to recommend to people. It's a fantastic book, The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. Highly recommend this book if you are on a serious spiritual path or path of personal well-being and self-awareness. In the book, the author talks a lot about simply having an open heart and how this can change absolutely everything about your life. And it's not that I disagree with him. It's just that I do think that there's some qualifiers around having an open heart. Now, you might be thinking, what can be wrong with having an open heart, right? A wide open, loving, good heart. You're kind to everyone. You're compassionate. This has got to be a great thing. Well, hold on, because the thing is, it's important that if you're intending to live with an open heart, you understand what that requires and what that means. Because sometimes we think we're doing one thing, but we're really doing something else entirely different. So many of us today think we're being open-hearted, but in truth, we're bleeding all over the place, trying to fill a void, struggling with our heart wounds. I often think of a friend that I had years ago. We'll call her Mary. Now, Mary had really good intentions. She thought of herself as very loving and compassionate to all people, everyone that she met. And she was a really good person. But still, it just seemed like she found herself often in situations with people who used her or broke her heart, let her down over and over and over again. And I sat many times listening to all the different people who she felt had hurt her in some way. She actually felt very manipulated and was angry in a lot of her relationships, an awful lot. And in many ways, she was judging others because she didn't use her own discernment and use healthy boundaries that a truly open-hearted person has. Mary didn't have a truly open heart as much as she really, really wanted to have one, which is an admirable desire. Instead, she was stuck in a cycle with a bleeding heart, one that doesn't have good boundaries. And while there are so many ways that this can play out, it often means that the heart has been opened far too wide because it's trying to compensate in some way, so it's running a lot of energy. And this can be just as dangerous as completely shutting down and closing off your heart. When we're bleeding this energy out, we're not capable of healthy discernment. We don't have healthy boundaries. We're not truly being open and supportive of others. We're seeking for others to validate our heart, our goodness and kindness for us. So while having an open heart is absolutely something that I encourage you to aspire to, just understand that at different places in your life, it's not automatically a good thing for all people. Many people come to a spiritual path or seeking personal growth and well-being because they have a lot of healing that they need to do. There are wounds inside that they're trying to resolve and heal. And in truth, their heart just isn't strong enough yet to operate from being fully open 24/7. So there's a tipping point when your heart, being wide open, becomes far wider than what is appropriate for you and your heritage and history, your capacity and skill set even, and especially with any of those wounds you may be carrying that you're not dealing with. And then you're not only taking in the good, but the bad and the ugly as well. So when I see people who are having issues with a bleeding heart, I like to use my screen door analogy. Think about it. What happens when you leave your back door open all day and night? That's right. You let in all kinds of things, right? All these undesirable things. Anything from flies to maybe bees, maybe a raccoon here and there, maybe an opossum. Maybe even the unwanted neighbor who wants to steal more than sugar from you. if you don't at least have a screen door, you'll wake up with all kinds of undesirable things there in your bed with you. So having that metaphoric screen door is like having healthy boundaries. You decide who comes and goes based on what is right for you in your life and your personal stage of healing at this time. So I want to point out too, you're not shutting yourself off, right? I'm not saying you got some big, heavy door that you lock up. I'm talking about a strong, healthy screen door. So energy is still flowing in and out, but you are exercising discernment as you cultivate compassion and vulnerability for others, as you are becoming a stronger, more open-hearted person. Your heart, after all, is the most precious jewel that you have, the sanctuary of your life force in your physical body. And without it, your life will completely lose all meaning and joy. So be very careful with it. It's precious. So how do you strengthen your capacity for an open heart? You can start by cultivating a healthy sense of self. Healthy boundaries, right? There's that word again. In order to have a truly open heart without making yourself vulnerable in potentially negative ways or having a martyr complex. It's also important to always be seeking to know yourself as much as possible. What are your hidden agendas? What triggers you? What makes you feel defensive? Those are areas you want to go to and start really exploring with yourself, helping to foster a deeper sense of self-awareness. Seek to heal those wounds that you may have so that you're not just trying to fill a void. You're not bleeding out all over the place when you're just really wanting to be loving and compassionate, supportive and kind to others. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Remember, being open-hearted is a treasure for everyone around you, but it's something to develop and create for yourself, especially for those who are healing their hearts. Because remaining open all the time with no sense of discernment when you're not well prepared can be very depleting and even frightening. And ultimately, it doesn't serve you or anyone else. If you'd like to read more about having an open heart versus a bleeding heart, and receive a lovely simple graphic that I created, sharing with you the differences between an open and bleeding heart, you can join the Cosmic Goodness Party at my website, unshakablesoul.com. And don't forget to check out the newsletter series for members of the Cosmic Goodness Party, where I've covered the seasonal cycle of the chakras. Specifically in the month of April and the heart chakra, I talk a lot more about this topic. And when you join the Cosmic Goodness Party, you can access all the different months that we've covered. Until next time, be well and gentle with your heart, because the world needs you, wholehearted and open. This is Kimberly Arana with Unshakable Soul.